Musician Travis Theory, a.k.a. Conflow Ma, in studio today. We also have Cy from the Unscrewed Theater and radio colleague Charles Heller, hopefully, will be on with us. All that today to celebrate episode 100, coming up on The Computer Doctor Show. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to The Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 100. We've made it. We've made it, everybody.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I am Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We're not going to be taking any calls today because today is a special day. We're abandoning our usual format today in exchange for an open discussion about tech with some people that have been very supportive of the Computer Doctor Show over the past 100 episodes. But first, I do want to take some time to show some love to our the people over at Perfection Auto Works. Take advantage of their 26-point inspection at Perfection Auto Works and their mighty good AC service. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. So here's what we're doing today. In studio, we have Cy from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater. Thank you for being here today. And
thanks
we also have our good friend Travis Theory, also aka Conflow Ma.
Hello.
You can Google that, mm-hmm. right? And we're actually gonna be listening to some of your music after the break today. So we're gonna put some smooth slow jazz.
Yes. Yes. Prepare to be smoothenized.
Well, thank you so much for being here. So here's what we have on the discussion today, and we're going to be looking at past, present, and future tech. So the first question I'd like to go around is a technology that you used to use but no longer use, but it was great for the time that you used it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start with Cy.
The Walkman.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have picked that.
Started a revolution, that thing.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, the Sony Walkman.
And in
music in your pocket.
And we actually report on the time that was on our science and tech history segment. We mm-hmm. we reported on that several times.
Yep.
I don't know how many. I forget what year that comes out.
It's that has not stuck with me, but the existence of it and what it represented and what it started off is, you know.
Okay, my question is to you, since mm-hmm. you said Walkman,
sure.
Did that also come with the roller skates and the headband?
Yes, of course
and
it
the
did.
Leg warmers?
Hello.
Right? Okay.
Yes, I'm Gen X through and through. Absolutely,
oh,
it came
man.
With all of those things. And a Duran Duran tape already preloaded.
I guess,
boy.
Yeah.
Never used it.
I was hungry like the wolf.
Oh,
a great
man.
Deal.
Ooh. Wow.
And they're still good too, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, they sound great.
Yeah, they were on Austin City Limits earlier this year, and they just sound as. And he's still got that voice. It's amazing.
If you haven't guessed already, my other two guests are musicians, and they can go on forever
yeah, we can.
About music. But prior to the show, they were talking about. Sai, you have those tattoos.
I do.
With steel
I do. I
drums.
Have a handful of steel drum tattoos. This is the one you can see, along with all of the scratch marks from my new kittens.
Okay. Did you ever listen to steel drum music in your Walkman?
Oh, yeah, actually, I did. There's because there are a couple very, you don't realize it until you go back and listen and have been a steel drummer. There's a very important steel drum solo in a Sesame Street song by the Pointer Sisters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That song has a steel drum solo in
yes,
the middle of it.
Yes, I remember that.
So does the Cantina Band song from Star Wars.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, don't get me started.
Yep. Yep, that's got Pan in it.
Okay.
Yep.
Was it one of those big bald characters?
Yes.
Probably in the Cantina
exactly
Band.
Right.
I'm a big bald
exactly
character.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, Travis, what do you have for us? Your best past technology. What do you have?
The pager with a big window.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You talking about the two-way pager or the one-way pager?
Don't be confusing me with no big stuff. I just know I got pages, and it was giant. It was like half the size of my hand, and you could write a whole paragraph.
Oh,
and then here's the thing. You could be in the basement. You could be in the mountains. It could be raining outside.
And you still
and
get
you
paid.
Still get that. Listen, yep. This you I'm showing a phone for those on the radio. Listen, this is not good. Period. There's parts in Tucson
Parts in your own house.
Yeah. I believe
and
it.
You, Sun City, okay. You have paid, if Sun City people out there, don't get mad. But you have paid a lot of money to live in some nice houses. Oh, this is great. I'm going to call my friends. No service. Listen. This thing can do everything under the sun but call.
Yeah.
But a pager could always find you.
A pager could always page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
So how could that be? We need to remember Nokia used to mix both.
How can we apply the pager coverage to cell phone? Like, because a pager, it's really just bits of information pinging. So it doesn't have to have a good signal. I think it just has to have like a 1G, if I'm allowed to say that, a 1G signal, and it'll operate. Okay,
no, Nokia did it. Whatever. 4
and 5G and 6 on the brink of 6G. How about that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, okay. Man.
All right. So we have, what was yours again?
The Walkman.
The Walkman, and we got the pager.
So what's yours?
I'm going to say the VCR.
Nice.
And I'll tell you about when I first got the VCR. So me and my sisters, we were like, oh, so we can watch something on TV, record it, and then watch it again.
Yeah.
And we could watch it again as many times as we want. Wow, that's great. I thought, now, I was thinking about, I heard about what it does before I actually saw the thing. I thought it was going to be like a little box that had a little screen on it, and you just have to like watch the little screen. But I didn't realize, oh, okay, so there's a tape in there that does the recording, and then that was it. Okay. So, now, before the show, you talked about programming the VCR. I actually figured out how to program our VCR.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're the computer doctor.
There you go.
But it was only for that exact model for that exact time.
Sure.
Every single model or even update of that model, they were all different, and you couldn't figure anything else out.
Right.
So VCR has my vote.
Nice.
All right, approved.
I love that. We had that one that had two components that had the and you could take one away with a camera attached to it.
Oh, I remember that. We used to use that in a video class I was in school.
Exactly. It was two big boxes. I don't know what the second box was for.
It would be like a detachable.
And you took this. And the one had a handle.
Camcorder.
And it had a camcorder you could attach. Oh. Yeah. Many a silly film in my high school and college days with that thing.
Man, I was in high school, and we went up against the biggest school there was in Chicago. And we were just a little bitty school, had 200 people in it. And man, we had alternate reality or something like that we called it.
Oh, nice.
And we made this really cool video, and we thought we were something. We got second place. And the other school, Curie High School, I'm going to name them. I'm going to say them. Curie High School had a giant building for technology, and all we had was that little camcorder and a little wire connected to it, so you couldn't go any further.
And it weighed about 600 pounds.
Exactly.
All right. Here's our next part, present technology.
Sure.
I'll go first. Mine is going to be the iPhone. I have to go with that. Now, you said before that those things don't work. I kind of stay in Tucson, so I always have coverage, so I could always make a phone call, you know. So I love the iPhone and smartphones in general. I think it's a great innovation that's still being used in present. I don't see them going away for the foreseeable future, so I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Si, what is your present day?
Well, if in a big sense, the idea of sort of connectivity software and hardware that made it easier for us to redefine what work meant once this pandemic stuff started. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I'll say Zoom, because of the things that the improvements that Zoom in specific made and forced on the video conferencing enterprises. Mm-hmm. They made so many quick innovations in March, April, May of 2020 when they realized, we're what connects people now.
Right. Everything related to remote work.
Remote work. The ability to redefine the way we work,
the things,
I think.
Wow.
All of that sort of connectivity technology, I think, is my favorite present thing.
And I think that's one of the things that kind of cuts both ways. Yes,
it does.
You cut the way that you can hire somebody locally or internationally, but now you can hire other people internationally and across state lines, across country lines, and that's the way people choose to work these days.
But it does have the downside of that means you have to have, it does require means. It's faster
speed.
You have to have internet, faster you have to have tech, you have to have the yeah. technology. But at the same time, I think the innovations that it has sparked, I think, are going to spread to good things, have the opportunity to spread to good things. So
okay, we're going to turn it over to Travis, your present technology before the break.
She took my thunder. Zoom was going to, because on Zoom. We have a lot of concerts on Zoom. And okay. And she's right. The technology, Zoom is a little bit behind in us trying to do concerts on there. That part is a little bit behind.
Synchronized audio is still a challenge.
I use OBS to go into Zoom, and now we're talking, man.
Oh,
but OBS, my technology is going to be Apple. I am now an Apple person. You've given up on the
Windows.
Windows, it's got GarageBand.
Have you given
up
on the Google ecosystem?
I do not like anything that has to do with anything that is not Apple.
Oh,
I have become an Apple, except for this phone.
Slice.
I can't afford the Apple phone. Some kind of way, I got to break in.
Fair enough.
Slice. Oh, right. Well, you are now an Apple person. Mm-hmm. I'm an Apple person too. All three of us.
I've been an Apple person since forever. Yep.
Not to give any bad things people out there, but Android is still number one in as far as population goes. If you take the rest of the world, if you take in all of Asia, all of South America, they're still on Android is the major, but. Controlling market share. That's where we have to look at. We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, our panel discussion on future tech and a surprise for some of our guests in studio. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
September 1964.
The one and only Beatles!
Like, this is a life-changing moment, man. I mean, the Beatles live in concert.
They sound just like the records, man.
Oh, man, I know exactly what I want to do with my life. Tomorrow I'm going to Marshall's Music Store and buy a guitar.
You can't play guitar.
I'll learn. Now, what about you? You gonna play drums? What?
How did those four dudes get here anyway?
Hey, in that fancy car over there, man, next to the stage.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I want to be the guy that makes sure they get to the next concert. I want to work on cars. You know, back in the day, everyone wanted to be a musician, but not me. I wanted to fix cars. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works with a passion for doing your auto and truck repairs correctly. Imagine driving along in your car with the radio tuned and ice-cold air conditioning on, cruising with peace of mind. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, and this is episode 100. All right. We have a great set of people here that help make the Computer Doctor Show possible. We have Cy from the Unscrewed Theater, Travis Theory, musician on Spotify, also a.k.a. Conflow Ma. You can Google that. Cy, tell us a little bit about the Unscrewed Theater.
All right. We've got some good stuff coming up.
Hold on. We got some mic.
Yeah, okay. I'm not on. There I am. We've got fun stuff. We've got two shows tonight. One of them is a student showcase. We've got an improv basics class that will be showing off what they have just completed learning tonight. And then we've got our regular Not Burnt Out, Just Unscrewed show at 7:30. And if you're interested in taking improv classes, we've got a set of classes starting next week. Saturday, we will have a basics class, which is the introduction to improv. That'll be an 8-week class. And an advanced class, if you've ever taken improv, will start on Sunday. And, of course, on Friday night next week, we've got our musical improv team called From the Top, where we make up an entire musical for you right before your very eyes.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, Tom, let's get that music playing right now. Travis, why don't you tell us a little bit about this music you have going on here?
Okay. I decided to make jazz as a singer instead of just a producer, a music producer. And people were like, well, why don't you start singing? And so I had to make the tracks myself. Because the versions that I hear are, very slow and calculated, and I couldn't find it. So this is Autumn Leaves, and it's my version.
This is you singing, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I really got a problem.
it's such slower than you normally are, so this is cool.
It's perfect for a rainy day.
It's very relaxing. Very, very relaxing. All right, so we can hear more of this from the Conflow Ma So you that would be on Spotify, right? Spotify,
yeah, all over, anywhere you
all
get
over,
music.
All nice. Over. But I know that you
it's
do a lot of
Jazz
stuff.
Jazz Cafe is the name of the album.
Jazz Cafe. And yeah, so go ahead and Google that, folks. Conflow Ma. You'll hear more of the Conflow Ma jazz from Travis Theory. All right. So we're going to be talking now a little bit about future tech, future technology. Okay, so there was a time that you went first. There was a time I went first. I'm going to start with Mr. Travis Theory here. A future tech that you look forward to or looking, trying to, waiting for a technology that has not been, it's not available yet. What are you looking for?
Internet 3.
Mm. Internet 3. Tell us about that.
Okay, Internet 1 was read only, and where you would just go to the internet, you know, some of the old 80s movies would talk about it. Like, you know, he would go and Matthew Broderick.
War Games.
War Games, that's it. See, oh, I got an X first rate with
me. Yeah, and, she's great. Right?
And you know, he'd type and you would read stuff. It was read only. Then came read write, which, you know, destroyed the whole planet. And sure. That was when we started having it so I could write to the internet. And then henceforth, social media was created and then we all died. And
right.
Then, now the next thing is going to be read write buy. Internet mm-hmm. 3 is read write buy. So what happens is mm-hmm. if you ever heard of a website called Nextdoor, I'm sorry to hear mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But Nextdoor is like a it's like Facebook, except it's like your local, literally your local people, your next door neighbor, literally.
Mm-hmm. And they know that you're like, because it's post office based. Mm-hmm. You have to be invited by your neighbors.
And,
through the mail.
And they are like mega intrusive. But that, you know, that's a little different. But okay, so now anyway, the new internet is going to be like that. So they're actually in position to, unfortunately, be the, they're already in position to have the ability to purchase areas of the internet. So what happens is we all purchase area of the internet, and it's kind of like dark web, but it's legalized. So now the problem, though, is the
local
government can't see what we're sending back and forth to one another.
Okay.
That's where the problem comes.
So what you're describing is kind of like a subnet of the internet.
Exactly.
Where you can have a group of computers that are only set up to communicate with each other and not be part of the
star of topography of
right?
the internet.
Right. So that kind of that can be made now, kind of sort of in a cloud environment. Mm-hmm. For example, you can set up a folder or some sort of a site where only invited individuals are invited to look at that. The only thing is where it's hosted. These hostings can be hosted in other states, sometimes other countries, and if you are cut off the internet, then you will be cut off from the connection to that
right.
hub.
Right.
So having local data centers, so I know Tucson has 5 major data centers. There's probably more, but that can actually be done even
yeah.
today. So
yeah. nice.
So. Maybe when it develops a little bit more into the way that you're describing it, that'll be something very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
For my future tech, I'm going to say self-driving cars, which are already here, but I'm looking forward to them really developing into something where there was a joke online about someone being picked up in a Uber and the driver was taking a nap.
Sure.
But they were still driving around their passenger and they were still making money because they were still in the car and the driver was, the car was basically driving itself. So, but there's still a lot of things about the safety. I'm still waiting for that to really develop to something that a majority of people will have, and to the point where the kids of in the next 10 years are going to say, oh yeah, we used to drive our own cars.
Yeah.
We had to turn a key
we had to feed them every day.
And, you know, I'm waiting for that.
Nice.
Okay, one more for you.
All right, mine might be a little bit different in vein, but there's a company right now, I think it's called Ossiform, that is 3D printing bones as far as for medical procedures and so on. And I'm hoping what that leads to is the ability to do things like 3D print organs for organ transplants and so on. I love the idea of that kind of technology having a biological future.
So
that's a good idea.
You know what they did? They did something similar. We reported on a few weeks ago where they 3D printed the first flesh.
Right. It's coming.
Based on, and it was something minor. It was somebody's ear. It was a woman in Asia. She had an ear. She was born with an ear deformity, and they were able to graft her own cells, have them multiply in a lab, and then they used that as a basis to put into a 3D printer, mold into an ear, and implant it. And her body can't reject it.
Exactly.
Because it's her own.
Because I've got people I love who are going to need a kidney somehow.
We got 1 minute here, and I have something special for our people here.
It's $1 million.
Nice.
Well, for one, I have Tom Fairbanks. I have a little award here for you. It says Excellence Radio Industry and Control Board Excellence for the Computer Doctor Show for 100 episodes. So you're going to make sure that you have that. We also have one for the Unscrewed Theater. The Radio Character Excellence and Consistent Support of the Computer Doctor Show. Vocal Appreciation Certificate.
Thank you so much. I will.
And for Travis Theory, I used your real name there.
Okay. That's okay.
That's for Radio Character Excellence and Consistent Support of the Computer Doctor Show as well. So I also want to take this time to thank a lot of our supporters over the past 2 years. I also have one here for KVOI. And also Perfection Auto Works. So I know Mike Emery is listening as well. I'm going to be making sure that you get your certificate of appreciation. And basically, they all look like that, if you can see that on YouTube, our YouTube thing right there. And we also have one for KVOY 1030. Charles Heller was supposed to be here today as well, but somehow we missed him. And some of the things that we're trying to do for future shows, we're trying to get some good guests here.
We're
chopped liver, apparently.
He's throwing the bus.
The chat's on the line right now, so let's have Charles here. Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hey, congratulations on show number 100.
All right, Charles. You know what? I have a certificate here for you. It says the certificate is proudly presented to Charles Heller, coaching and consistent support of the Computer Doctor Show. I'll make sure I put this here at the station for you in your inbox.
There's a mailbox for me in the... it's the lowest one.
That's where I was expecting it to be, right there at the bottom.
Yeah, good. All right. You asked something about... technology I like in the future.
You got 10 seconds.
Phasers.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. You got that already in the Navy, right?
Sure. You can't have transporters. We might as well have phasers.
Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring the show. Stop by their location, Speedway in Craycroft, for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud. And listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 100. My name is Aaron Moss, your host, technology expert. Sci co-hosting today, Travis Theory here also. Thank you so much for 100 great episodes and many, many more. Have a good one.